It's WMFO Medford, 9 a.m. on the dot. Good morning, everybody. I'm Mike. I will be here until 11 a.m. when Something About the Women comes in, and today I know who it is. The ladies are otherwise occupied, so we get our friend Ryan Doyen coming in, who I think has subbed for the ladies more than anybody else. He loves doing the show, and I love to see him, so we'll have Ryan here at 11 for Something About the Women. But until then, got some stuff going on today. At 9:30, we'll have a call-in from Linnea's Garden, talking about their appearance today at the Somerville Porch Fest. So it'll be fun to talk to her. And then at about 10 a.m., we're going to have members of Girl with a Hawk. We're going to have Richard, Daniel, and Linda here. I'm going to talk about music that they love and play some of that stuff. Would encourage you to give a call. They'd love to talk to you today. I don't usually do this, but the phone number here is 855-915-9636. Again, 855-915-9636. Yeah, I'd love to talk to you. They'll be here at 10. And until then, I have, New Noise and Freeform. Not sure exactly how much of it I'm going to play because we've got a packed show. But I've got New Noise, at least scheduled, for Mammoth WVH. Something new coming up from his next album, which is coming out soon, I hope. We do have the brand new noise from Girl with a Hawk that will be played for the first time today on Boston Radio. Yeah. I have something new from the Chelsea Curve. I have new noise from Extreme, yet another really rocking track from that excellent band. And to start things off today, I have something from one of my favorites, Albert Hammond Jr. He's got brand new noise from a new record that's coming out in June called Melodies of Hiatus. And this is our first new noise. It's called Old Man. WMFO Medford.
Time to make it better, no, just be- There's a house burning down on the radio, but we're in love, we don't mind, we're as far as I can tell. Everyone worries so much about themselves. There's nothing happening to you that means anything.
Listening to WMFO Bedford.
WMFO in Medford. 9:21 in the morning, almost 9:22. I'm Mike. How you doing? Beautiful day here in Boston for a Saturday or any day, but it's always better on a weekend when it's nice. It's going to be sunny and 80 degrees today. Beautiful day tomorrow, too, for Mother's Day. However, it's going to be a little cooler, but that's fine. I mean, you know, why have to be like hot as hell on Mother's Day? It's going to be nice for sitting out, probably about 75 degrees or something. Maybe 70. I don't know. I'm not a meteorologist. But anyway, it's going to be a beautiful weekend here in Boston. Remember your mom. Sunday. Yeah. All right. Let me tell you what I played in that last set. Started off with New Noise. I did. And it was from one of my favorites, as I mentioned, Albert Hammond Jr. From The Strokes. If it sounded familiar to you, that's, you know, he does a lot of the songwriting for The Strokes. So it's in the style that he does. So I really enjoyed that. That's from an upcoming album of his that's going to be called Melodies on Hiatus. It's coming out on June 23rd. That was Old Man. Genesis from a self-titled album back in 1983. You know, I came across that song this week, and it just struck me because I remember, you know, as I was alive, I remember that being out and didn't really think anything of a song about, you know, with a lyric, "It's no fun being an illegal alien." It was so simple back then, wasn't it? But I just wonder if that song would fly today. But it's so much fun. And I know that, you know, like me, many of you are going to have that song in your head for the rest of the day. Genesis, Illegal Alien. Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians from 1988's record called Globe of Frogs. That was Flesh number one. Hidden Charms was next in the fourth slot of the set. In 2015, they had a record. It was a A-B release, Dreaming of Another Girl, Long Way Down. That was Long Way Down. And that was Keith Richards in the fifth song of the set there. Yeah, in 2015, he released a record called Main Offender, called 999. Yeah, like that a lot. Always like Keith, Stones, anything like that. Good stuff. All right, so as I mentioned, we're going to have Linnea from Linnea's Garden calling in at around 9:30, if her alarm clock is working. That's the question. So hopefully at 9:30-ish, we'll talk to Linnea about her band's appearance today at the wonderful Somerville Porch Fest. It's the first of this year's Porch Fest, and they're going to be there. We'll talk about that and hear some Linnea's Garden tunes, I think, too. And to get us there to the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play two new noises. The first one's going to be a brand new noise from Extreme called Banshee, followed up by brand new noise from the Chelsea Curve called How Can I Resist You? I know. It's so exciting. All right. Here we go. Extreme with Banshee, new noise right here at WMFO.
Caught up in a dream, banshee got me down on my knees.
All right, it's WMFO in Medford, 9:31 in the morning. Let's see, we just heard a couple of new noises. It was the first one was from Extreme. They've got a great new effort out. Been playing a couple of songs from that. This is from a AB single type thing called Banshee/Pound Rebel. That was Banshee. And then just heard something brand new from the Chelsea Curve called How Can I Resist You? All right. So I have a guest on the phone, and her name is Linnea. So that may give you an just an idea of who she is. But hopefully I'm going to bring her up on the board, and we're going to say, good morning, Linnea. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Doing great. Drinking some coffee.
Well, thank God for alarm clocks. I guess yours worked.
Yeah, thank God, right?
I know. I mean, where would we be without them? Just think about it.
Asleep.
I mean, who invented that? Do we know? Why are we talking about this?
Not sure. Yeah, we talked about Porch Fest because it's going to be a great day. I'm so excited. I just woke up. The weather is wonderful for it.
I know. You've done a wonderful job just ordering the day for today. I mean, it's supposed to be like 80 degrees, no humidity, sunny, just gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, that was all me. Science, am I right?
You are right. You are right. So I love this season here in New England, and I guess it's done around other places in the country too, but Porch Fest, if people haven't been to it or haven't heard of it, it's just what it sounds like, but it's even better because it's in cooperation with all kinds of local towns around here. We have, you know, the Arlington and Malden and Medford, and today's the Somerville Porch Fest, and geez, they shut the streets down, and we have people with porches and drinks and lawn chairs.
And parking's relaxed.
Yeah.
Everything's relaxed. The rules are relaxed, and you can make sound. It's great.
I know. So what's the address of where you're playing today?
So I'm playing the final slot. It starts out in Davis Square area at noon, but I will be playing the last slot, 4 p.m., 4 to 6 p.m. over in Union Square. I'm at 32 Stone Avenue.
32 Stone Avenue.
To get to this area now.
Mm-hmm. And who are the other bands that you're playing with?
It's a great bill. We're going to have Crow Follow open up. They're awesome. I know you played them a lot on your show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play next. Where Linnea's Garden,
yep.
If you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then Happy Little Clouds will be playing the final slot. And then we're actually going to bring all the gear upstairs, and hopefully people will want to have a jam. I think some bands are stopping by. I heard the Lights Out and Ruby Grove might be stopping by. The thing about Porch Fest is, like, a lot of times your friends are playing the same time as you, and it's like you can't go see them all because, like, you also have to be at your own porch.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, why not, you know, continue the fun. So stop by, you know, 32 Stone if you're in the area, or, you know, if you try to go to another show at the Juggle and it's sold out, for example, you know, you can come to 32 Stone instead.
So you say it's at 32 Stone, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good. So what you're talking about really is you're having an after party after the party.
Yeah, but come to Porch Fest too. Just come to everything. Like, it'd be a great day. You know, I'll be walking around out and about before ours. I'm going to try to catch Ruby Grove at 220 Highland.
Mm-hmm.
And then also Pink Slip, 2 p.m., 100 Porter Street. So they're in the middle zone. Mm-hmm. Pippi and Connor Storms and his bouquet are also playing at 33 Albion. I just wanted to plug them because they're my friends.
Yeah,
come by.
And I'm gonna try to see, before I see you, I'm gonna try to see Hammered Saint.
Oh, awesome! Yeah, I can't make it to theirs, but I'm really excited because we booked a show with them for the summer. So yeah, we will be playing with Hammered Saint.
I mean, so much fun, right? I mean, what a great bill with the two of you. So if I survive Hammered Saint, like, outside on a porch, I can't even imagine what that's gonna be like. But we're gonna head over to see you, and it's just gonna be an awesome day.
Yay, I'm so excited. Oh yeah. My gosh.
So I'm also excited about your band. I know that you've been working on some new music, and you've got something coming out.
Yeah, we're working on an EP, and we got a song coming out with Carissa Johnson at the end of June. I'm super excited about it. I think this will be, like, good, you know, summer jam for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And I know, because I'm me, you know, so I know me, you're coming on the show. You'll be here in studio on June 17th, is it, I think?
Oh, yep, that's right.
Right?
I think so, yeah. I think let's do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the great Carissa Johnson. She's going to be calling in that day, and that's because she collabed with you on this song.
Yeah, that's right. It's a duet, kind of. Yeah, we both sing on the song. So, yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to share it with everyone. She did the video for it as well.
Oh, is that up
really,
now?
Really cool.
Is that up now?
No, it's not released until June 30th.
Okay. Okay, so on the 17th, we're kind of going to preview it for everybody.
Not sure yet. We'll figure it out. You know, hopefully play the song if I'm allowed to.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, I mean, we'll play it if we're allowed to.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, so I think that we should play some of your music to get everybody excited for this afternoon's performance. And again, this is Linnea from Linnea's Garden. And if you haven't heard her music, it's just so much fun. Linnea's been around in the scene for a while. Your last project I really enjoyed, Power Slut. That was a wonderful little project as well. So I want to play a couple of songs from your last record, which is called Fashion Show. And I've picked two of them out. I have picked Rat People. Is the first one. I just love that. What can you tell us about Rat People before I play it?
Oh, this is a really fun song to sing. You know, I was just thinking, like, so I used to work with rats, right? Like, I'm a scientist. And I was thinking, what do people do that's a lot like rats? And I really, people actually do really similar things to rats. Anyone who struggles with anxiety, like, also, it's like, if you work with a rat, it's like, they pick up on it, kind of. I was thinking about how other people sort of pick up on other people's anxiety and moods and vibes, and tried to put that into the song.
Ah, I tried to figure out what it might have been about just from the lyrics, but that makes sense. Yeah,
I didn't even know what it was about when I wrote it. I'm going to be totally honest.
Well, it's a fun song. I love playing it, and the other one I love that I'm going to play is called School. And I know a little bit about that because, you know, as you said, you're a scientist, legitimately, a published scientist, by the way. So School was written about your experiences and your feelings about school. Talk a little bit about how you feel about that.
Well, I mean, I was in grad school for a long time, like 6 years to get my PhD. So I wrote that song, like, while I was really frustrated, like, I couldn't, you know, go tour during that time. I was often in lab like 7 days a week.
God.
And then by the time I got out, it was COVID. So it was like, that was when I finally finished the song. Like, the bridge was actually the last thing to get written. And that was just like the frustration of like not even being able to play like any show at all was sort of what helped me finish a song that I had actually started writing in 2013, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right. Well, listen, today, Somerville Porch Fest, could you give the address again and the time?
Yeah, it'll be 4 p.m. at 32 Stone Avenue in Union Square, Somerville, with Crow Follow, Linnea's Garden, and Happy Little Clouds. And stick around for a jam afterwards.
Definitely. And go early, everybody, because parking can be interesting. Bring some water. It's nice to have some water and keep hydrated during the day. And enjoy the music while you're there. So, Linnea, thanks so much. I appreciate your using your alarm clock and getting up and talking to us this morning about your appearance this afternoon. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Mike. We'll see you later.
We'll see you later for sure. All right. That's Linnea from Linnea's Garden. And as promised, I want to play a couple of songs from their latest album, which is called Fashion Show. This one's called Rat People. You heard all about it. It's WMFO.
I I don't want to go.
It's WMFO in Medford, 9:46 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? Got a lot of stuff going on today. Just got off the phone with the lovely Linnea from Linnea's Garden. As she said, they'll be playing today at 4 o'clock at the Somerville Porch Fest. Oh, so much good stuff. Such a beautiful day. Get out there and see these bands together on this bill. Support local music, all that good stuff. We heard from her latest record called Fashion Show. That was Rat People, followed by School. All right. I'm going to play a little business here, and then when we come back, we're going to have new noise from Mammoth WVH while we wait for Girl with a Hawk to join us. This is WMFO.
Juice, Mom. Juice, juice, juice.
Mommy, why are we going to the store?
Mom, I want juice.
Your child will have different needs at different stages of life, and that includes the car seat. See, car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, it's WMFO, 9:47 in the morning. Going to play a couple of tunes, starting with some new noise from Mammoth WVH. This is another advanced single from his upcoming record. This one is called Like a Pastime at WMFO.
To see.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.